Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Thanks, Carl, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on in the programme. Sinn Féin has tabled a motion of no confidence in Minister for Justice Helen McEntee following the Dublin riots last week. Earlier this week, party leader Mary Lou MacDonald called on the minister to resign in the Dáil. A vote will now take place in the Dáil on Tuesday. For more on this, I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD and Justice spokesperson Pa Daly and Minister of State for Financial Services Jennifer Carroll McNeill. You're both very welcome to the programme. Pa Daly, I'll start with you. What do you think this motion of no confidence will achieve?
Yeah, well, good evening, Cormac, and good evening, Jennifer. We've been having a series of meetings over the past year with business leaders, business groups, individual businesses in the city centre, with communities and with people on the ground. However, not enough certainly has been done, and it doesn't look like change is going to happen. It's time for change to happen. We feel that we have no choice now but to bring this motion. Mary Lou MacDonald called on the minister to resign. That hasn't happened, so we have to bring the motion next Tuesday. There have been issues with community safety and with Garda presence, not only in Dublin, but around the country. Garda numbers are in decline, and Fine Gael have been, by the way, in charge of the Justice Ministry for 13 years now. And I don't think there's a single person outside of Fine Gael who believes that enough has been done to combat the issues that we've heard from the businesses and the communities, and indeed, you know, people who are involved with the school.
Mary Lou MacDonald today said, Pa, that the minister or the government that refuses to acknowledge political failures that led to last Thursday or Thursday week is not fit, and I'm paraphrasing, to be in that position. What are the political failures? What are they?
Well, exactly. We raised the issues of Garda presence around the city centre, particularly on O'Connell Street. We raised the issue of Garda morale and the resignations. We raised the issues of Garda resources, that Gardaí felt that they were under-resourced and under-protected. And we raised the issues of last Thursday. And the answers that we received from government, we had said, for example, in relation to getting an extra Garda presence on the street, following on from meetings that we had with senior Gardaí, get the regulations out so that more Gardaí can be recruited. Garda Reserve hadn't been recruited since 2017. Now we raised this issue.
Okay,
so you weren't happy with the answers.
Well, let the minister respond.
We weren't, and when we just, if I could just finish one point.
Yeah,
we also raised the issue.
The line is broken a little bit. Give the minister a chance. Pa, the line broke a little bit. I'll come back to Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill. I'll come back to you then.
Okay.
So the lead up was bad, and the response to last Thursday week was bad. That's what he's saying.
I think if Sinn Féin were interested in the public interest, as I think people listening to this are interested in the public interest and interested in the stability of the city, the stability of the response, the focus of the response, the efficiency of the response, the extra Gardaí coming out of Templemore a month earlier to be on the streets on December 15th instead of January 15th, if they were interested in the further legislative programme going way beyond what we have already done. Just this week we put legislation through to enable Gardaí to have body cams, and that's just one of several pieces of legislation to strengthen the criminal justice system. If Sinn Féin was seriously interested in the public interest, it would allow both the minister and the commissioner to focus on that very serious work. Instead of that, over the last number of days, they have come out, they have called for the commissioner to resign and called for the minister to resign. Both of that is entirely distracting for both of those people who need to focus on improving safety, focus on legislation, focus on stability, and focus on real unity after one of the worst events. So I have to ask the question, whose interest does this serve? Because it doesn't serve the public interest.
But
Sinn Féin have form on this.
You heard Pa say that they've been in consultation with business and communities in the city, and it's on foot of that that they're putting down the motion. Not enough has been done.
Neil Richmond and Helen McEntee were meeting business leaders last night. Neil Richmond, as Minister for Business, was out with Councillor Ray McAdam, was out with Minister Pascal Donoghue meeting businesses. I meet businesses as well.
But the lead up to that Thursday week, that's what they say.
There is, and this is the second time that they will have voted against Helen McEntee, and the sixth time that they voted in a motion of no confidence. The tactic is division and distract, division and distract. Last week, this week, Mary Lou MacDonald herself has been retweeting photos of an incredibly vulnerable person.
I don't want to get into that photo for reasons you know.
Fine, but the reality is
what?
In the
what
Dáil.
What are you saying to Pa? Distract from what? What are they?
Well, to distract from Sinn Féin's own response and their own record in terms of criminal justice, I would say that Sinn Féin would very much not like to talk about their position in criminal justice. Let's talk about Garda resources, for example. Garda resources were very significantly diverted from frontline policing when they had to deal with one of the Sinn Féin councillors on the Navan Road. Garda resources were very significantly diverted from frontline policing when they spent all that time in the Special Criminal Court. I'm sorry, these are the facts.
I understand, but I don't want to get into facts.
And Mary Lou MacDonald had an opportunity to deal with that.
Okay.
I think they are appraised of Jonathan Dowdall in the Special Criminal Court.
Okay, fundamentally though, Pa, is this a distraction?
Yeah. Well, can I come back in here? Because what Jennifer is saying, thanks for having me on the show, but I think Jennifer's having me on here with that line. But we have, if we thought that it would make any difference, then we wouldn't be calling for it. But businesses are practical people. They just want to see a difference on the streets, and that isn't happening. And we don't have any confidence that it is going to change. When we asked the government to bring in regulations in relation to Garda Reserve, those still have not been brought in.
They won't
be brought in
Christmas.
Until next.
They're being finalised as a Garda Commissioner, Pa.
They will not be able to recruit anyone until after Easter. That's the reply that we received from the junior minister in the Justice Committee this week.
And you're unhappy. So why aren't you putting a motion of no confidence, Pa, in the Garda Commissioner as well?
Well, this is... We have backed the Garda Commissioner on previous occasion. This isn't about the Garda Commissioner.
But my question is, why isn't it about the Garda Commissioner?
But
can I ask you? Let me ask you this question, please. You said that this is about Garda visibility, Garda morale, Garda resourcing, and last Thursday. Surely each and every one of those is also in the purview of the Garda Commissioner. So why isn't the motion about him as well?
No, I disagree. The Garda presence is solely within the remit of the Minister for Justice, because the regulations were to be developed in the Department of Justice. We asked for this last June or July. The regulations have gone out to stakeholders, but they still cannot recruit. We asked about last Thursday, and the minister and everybody in Fine Gael seems to have a mantra that control was not last.
The minister is in disagreement.
I actually thought when Pádraig Daly took over,
that actually agrees with that.
Okay.
We have heard.
That when Pádraig Daly took over as justice spokesperson, that there would be a competent voice on this in some way because of his criminal justice background.
One voice. I don't know if Pa can hear me. Can we just hear the minister for a second, Pa? Okay, we'll try and rectify that line. My apologies to Pa, but go on, Minister.
Okay. In terms of Garda Reserve, that is one part of the overall response, but it is by no means the main part. What we want is full-time frontline Gardaí. There are 151 Gardaí who were due to attest in January are now going to be out on the streets in December. That has been brought forward in a really granular way. They're going to do their exams in January, but they will be out on the streets in December. Those are the sorts of things that, with the Minister's focus, can be expedited to get actual solutions for people on the street. The Minister's attention needs to be focused on that and other matters, and the legislation on facial identification to be able to assist the Gardaí. Right now there are Gardaí going through 6,000 hours of CCTV instead of being able to use artificial intelligence to be able to identify suspects. I think that is an inefficient use of Garda resources, and that is just as important as anything else, and I would rather that Helen McEntee was able to sit at her desk every day up to Christmas focused on those things instead of defending a political motion.
If she does sit at her desk every day up to Christmas, do you have such confidence in the Minister for Justice, Jennifer, that you could say with hand on heart that the scale of last Thursday week could not happen again?
I hope never to see anything like that ever
again.
Of course I can't guarantee that. Of course I can't guarantee that. What I can guarantee...
Do you not have the confidence in the Minister to guarantee it?
They're not connected. What I can guarantee is that the Gardaí numbers will be increased, that there will be a more visible presence on the street, that all of the legislation that is necessary, facial identification, body cams, will all be there so that the Gardaí have maximum powers.
You have confidence in the Minister for Justice, but you do not have confidence to guarantee to the citizens of this city that buses won't be burned, that Lewis's won't be blocked, that Garda squad cars won't be burned?
I would never. I can. How can I predict the future? What I will say because is that all of the resources,
the response from Gordy would be more adequate.
The response would be more adequate. Exactly. Absolutely. And they will have the powers that they need, the resources that they need. Callan McEntee has gotten a hugely significant additional budget. We are recruiting all the time. We have extra Gardaí already.
So
we would like a
thousand
more.
City centre will never
more.
Again be a no-go area.
That is an
you
impossible
say.
Thing for any
how
politician
be
to ever to say. Because we live in European capitals, right? Anybody listening knows that there is violence in the US. There is violence in London. There is violence in Paris. And it's about the scale and the speed of your response. And what I am saying is that where incidents arise, Gardaí will have extra powers and extra resources to be able to deal with that. There is no question about that. But Sinn Féin have opposed Drew Harris. Mary Lou McDonald opposed Drew Harris in 2020 when he was appointed. They have consistently sought to undermine the Gardaí in terms of their use of the Special Criminal Court. Mm-hmm. They have clearly opposed Drew Harris.
Can I come back in on that point, Cormac?
Go on, Paya.
Look, what we need is some credibility and some honesty from Fine Gael on this. We haven't received that. Over the last year, various spokespersons on justice who have come forward maintained a mantra that there would be 1,000 extra guards by the end of the year when the numbers of people going into Templemore simply did not add up. So we needed credibility on that. We're not getting it. It's not true to say that we never said we'd no confidence in the Commissioner. When the GRA voted against him in large numbers during the summer, we backed him at that point. But we, speaking to people in the community, speaking to people in the schools who are raging over all of this, we don't believe that the government have the wherewithal to change things around, to have a fresh approach. And as I said, businesses are practical people. They want change. Mm-hmm. They may not be involved in the politics of the whole thing. Maybe they don't appreciate that, but they want change and they don't see that coming from this government.
And
all we have is the new facial recognition.
There's 633 new Gardaí this year with more to come.
Do you acknowledge that there are more Gardaí, Pa?
And maintaining that there was a lack, that there was no, maintaining that there was no lack of control last Thursday is not believed by anybody.
Maybe that's the crux, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, that the maintenance by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, and the Garda, that the situation wasn't out of control, that is the straw that broke the camel's back for the opposition. Do you accept that?
No, I don't accept it from the opposition's perspective, but what I do accept from the people of Dublin and as a TD in Dublin is that there was an incredibly serious situation in Dublin last night, and I was worried about it, incredibly worried about it, just as much as everybody else.
Was it out of control?
I saw Gardaí from Dunleary going in to try to respond to that as quickly as possible, and they're continuing to do that.
Was it out of control is the key question.
I think there was a period where there was just, it was very, very, very dangerous, and I didn't like seeing it out.
Were the Gardaí under control?
I think the Gardaí were under control.
In control of the situation.
I'll tell you why I think they were. I'll tell you why I think they were. Because Drew Harris, from an operational perspective, was pulling in what was needed. Now, could it have been done quicker? Yes, I personally believe that it could have been done quicker.
If it could have been done quicker, what would have been saved in terms of destruction and damage?
I can't answer that. I mean, that's a speculative thing. But what I would have liked to have seen, for example, what I would like to see now is that when Gardaí are being pulled in from Dunleary with a public order response, with a rapid response, that that's able to be done more quickly because the materials are there more readily available. That there is a more ready unit to be able to come in and intervene at an earlier stage. And crucially, that Gardaí have real clarity, and we do have a Gardaí Paris bill going through the Oireachtas in relation to what they can do and what they can do. There's a real honesty about what I'm saying here.
Surely, Pa, you acknowledge that there is a response here. It mightn't be the response that you want, but there is a response in terms of new powers and resources.
Well, certainly there is a band-aid being put over the problem at the moment, but it just shows you how out of touch they are if they are continuing to maintain this. And unless you acknowledge that there was a problem, it's going to be very hard for anybody to deal with it, especially people who have been in charge of Justice Ministry for the last 13 years.
The budget for an Gardaí Síochána has increased by 23% since we took over in this government. There are 95 new Gardaí cars just this year. It is a very, very significant additional resources, but there is always more to do. There is always improvements. But
to the heart of confidence in the Justice Minister, and I'll come to Pa in just a second, but are you sure that the redeployment of staff that you talked about, redeployment of Gardaí, doesn't leave other towns and cities vulnerable to such an attack?
It is a concern because Gardaí from Dunleary are going into the city centre. As Gardaí from the city centre come to Dunleary as is necessary and is operationally managed.
How could that be right then?
Because this is the way that Gardaí resources move when it's needed. And we do need more Gardaí. We have had 633 this year. I'm talking about an extra 151. And there are more moving into Templemore in December. So there is a very significant response. But this, I have to say, this is a huge mark of division. This is about whipping up something that doesn't need whipping up. We need unity. But it's not a surprise to me. I've seen it in Ballybrack, Stoke in the far right.
So is this what
Pat
it is?
Himself,
playing politics with the influence of the far right. Is that what you're doing, Pat? That's what the minister is saying.
Well, first of all, in the Dáil during the week, Jennifer was speaking about it, which she didn't receive back from Sinn Féin councillors. There were no Sinn Féin councillors, she didn't know that.
But the line is bad. So
that Jennifer must accept, she must accept that the responsibility for getting extra presence on the street through implementing new Garda reserve regulations lays solely and squarely with the Fine Gael Justice Ministry, and that was not done, and she must accept that more effort or urgency should have been shown to get the presence on the street that's demanded, not just by Sinn Féin or the communities, but by senior Gardaí themselves.
Okay,
the justice spokesperson. We
have 30 seconds and we're done. I'm way over time.
Sure. The justice spokesperson from Sinn Féin, Pa Daly, who's on the phone today. At the end of the day, this is somebody who proposed Gemma Doherty for President of Ireland, a far right conspiracy theorist. That is a really serious point.
I don't want to go there.
I'm saying that Sinn Féin are speaking both sides of their mouth
on this
and a whole lot of other issues. But this is really serious.
We'll leave it there for a moment.
Well, more deflection and distraction from the issues of the day.
But quick word, Pat, quickly, 10 seconds.
In relation to what?
Gemma Doherty.
Well, do you want a last word?
Well, okay. I don't really want to deal with that because everybody knows that I didn't support Gemma Doherty.
Okay.
The vote will take place on Tuesday.
It shows serious desperation. Okay.
Well, the vote
will take place
on Tuesday. People in Texas, 51551, Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Minister of State for Financial Services of Fine Gael. Thank you very much indeed.